Blog Talk Radio. I'm just going to read some of the preface for you before I started reading chapter 1. Faith without works cannot be called faith. Faith without works is dead. What do you not understand about that? You must understand that faith without works is dead. And a dead faith is worse than no faith at all. Let's start reading James chapter 1. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse, that means different temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but that patience hath her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, that means freely, and unabideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. But let not the man that thinketh that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So don't be double-minded. Don't be saying, yeah, I'm going to do this, then change your mind. No, I'm not going to do that. Be consistent. If you say one thing, mean what you say, and stay with it. If you have said that you're going to do the works of our Father in heaven, don't change your mind. You're having a double mind. Continue in doing the works of our Father. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exhausted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. I have read to you scriptures from the book of James, chapter 1. You'll find that in the New Testament, verse 1 through verse 9. I want you to continue reading all of it, because there are some things that are coming after this that I have read to you that you should know. And the way I will tell you today, I will not tell you. I want you to know the way that you're going to know is read it for yourself. I tell you to read the Bible. You read the Bible. Now, I was watching the History Channel, and they were talking about folks wanting to go to other places in the atmosphere, or that places like the moon, Mars, and other galactic places. But I would tell them, if they go, to make sure that they take our Father in heaven's words with them. Take your Bible. I don't care if people laugh at you because you carry your Bible. There are things in there that you might forget and want to know, so you can show them or tell them about it. Maybe bring not just one Bible, but two or three. You may have to share with other people. And you will have your own for yourself and one to share with others. Let us get back into our Old Testament reading. I am so happy that we have come to the book of Deuteronomy. Numbers, we just finished reading. The children of Israel had come to the borderline where they were in the plains of Moab by the Jericho of Jordan, near Jordan. So hopefully you understand that. Now let's get into the book of Deuteronomy. And let me read the part of the front page for you. Deuteronomy, Moses' Upper Desert Discourse, close, consists of a series of farewell messages by Israel. 120 years old leader, and is addressed to the new generation destined to possess the land of promise. Those who survived the 40 years of wilderness wandering, like Leviticus, Deuteronomy consists of a vast amount of legal detail, but its emphasis on the layman rather than the priest. Moses reminds the new generation of the importance of being obedient, and they are to learn from the sad experiences, examples of their parents. Now, we should know. Let us try not to do unto the Lord what our forebears did. You must follow our Father in heaven, how he directs you. And you'll be happy that you did. I know that I'm happy that I finally started feeding his sheep. And I'm happy about that because I was miserable. I mean, really miserable without doing it. But I'm so happy now. Remember, there was another book my coworker told me, because he was a Jew. He told me that he followed the Torah, the first five books of Moses in the King James version of the Bible. And then there was something else, but I can't remember. That's been many years ago. And I spoke with him, and I don't speak with him anymore. I hope he's having a happy, healthy life. But I would tell him, though, that we black folks are the real people, the Jews, that they are talking about in the Bible, and you are not. Well, let me start reading Deuteronomy. That's in the Old Testament. It's the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy. And let's just start reading at chapter 1 and read until it's time for us to go off the air. Now, I've looked at this chapter, and I want to let you know that a lot of the words that's in this Bible, I don't know how to pronunciate, but I will try and or spell the word out to you. But I want you to have your own Bible and read along with me. And whatever word I am unable to pronunciate, you may be able to pronunciate. So come on, follow me. Follow me, sheep. My father told me to feed his sheep, and that's what I'm going to do, whether you laugh at me or not, you like it or not. I don't give a hoot. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on the side of Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea between Paran, that's spelled P-A-R-A-N, and Topel, is spelled T-O-P-H-E-L, and Laban, and Hazeroth, and Diazahat, that's spelled D-I-Z-A-H-A-T. Verse 2. There are 11 days' journey from Horeb, that's spelled H-O-R-E-B, by the way of the mountain Seir, S-E-I-R, unto Kadesh Barnea, that's spelled K-A-D-E-S-H hyphen B-A. R-N-E-A. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, of the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him to command them to command. Let me read that verse over again, verse 3. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel according unto all that the Lord had given him in commandments unto them. After he had slain Sihon, that's spelled S-I-H-O-N, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, that's spelled H-E-S-H-B-O-N, and Og, that's spelled O-G, the king of Bashan, that's Bashan is spelled B-A-S-H-A-N, which dwelt at Ashtaroth, that's spelled A-S-T-A-R-O-T-H, in Edrei, that's spelled E-D-R-E-I, on this side of Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare, that's to tell them this law, saying, the Lord of our God spoke unto us in Horeb, that's H-O-R-E-B, saying, we have dwelt long enough in this mountain. I need the belt again. Moses was telling the Israelites what the Lord had said. Now, verse 5, on this side of Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare, that's to tell them this law, saying, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mountain. Turn you and take your journey and go into the mount of the Amorites and unto all the places near unto in the plain, in the hills and in the valleys, in the vale, that means valleys, and in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set land before you. And excuse me, sheep, I am in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8. And I think that I had forgotten to say a prayer and as well as introduce myself. Let us say a quick prayer, as I usually do. And thank our Father. Father in heaven, which art in heaven, I thank you for this wonderful day. It is a beautiful day. I thank you for allowing me to be in it and with good health. I thank you as well as all the other sheep. Thank you for allowing them to be in good health, in their right mind, and providing for all of us sheep too. We thank you, Father. We thank you for our prosperity. Even though I'm lacking, I still need prosperity. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the good weather that we are having in Detroit, Michigan. Father, also continue to bless us from natural disasters as well as chemical disasters. There are natural disasters in other parts of the country, but we remember in Job chapter 38 and verse 22 where he talks about the weather. You use that as a weapon of war. And now that I see that it's starting to happen, I'm praying for us in the Detroit area, that you bless us, sheep, and those other sheep in other parts of the country. Maybe you should pray, too. Or maybe you are too hateful to pray. And the Lord, our Father, is letting the natural disasters happen to your land. And I see that as being coming a bad thing. When you are constantly having bad weather over and over, you can't grow your crops and whatever. I thank you, Father, for allowing me to say this quick prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, the name given to him by white folks. Amen. Now, sheep, I need to tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show by way of Blog Talk Radio. I am Sandra Harris, your host, and I'm going to say happy Sabbath to everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy and rest. And that's what I'm doing. I'm keeping it holy. I'm talking to you, sheep. We are going to find in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 7 through 21, the Ten Commandments, as well as I usually go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, and tell you to read it for yourself. It tells you, I read from the King James Version of the Bible, because I do, and I make mistakes all the time. But a person that I know, he said, well, to me, Moses started too, or made mistakes, but he kept on obeying the Lord, and you do that too. So he did not have to tell me that, but he made me remember that I am not perfect. And neither was Moses, who brought the children out of Israel, out of Egypt, with the Lord's help. So I must keep in mind that our Father in heaven is helping me do this, what I do, because I'm trying to let you sheep know a bit more about what's in the Bible. Now, I will say to you, maybe I should not say that. Let me say this. Have your three P's ready. And you say, what are those? The three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down any scripture or anything that I may state. And I know that some of you are technologically savvy. You know how to operate these your laptops or your tabletops and whatever, notebooks, whatever the young folks have these days. And I just keep up with my pen, paper, and pencil. That's what I do. And when you read the Bible, you will learn in Genesis, I think it's maybe the Genesis 1. It will tell you like, and then evening came, and then the morning, and that was the first day or the second day or the third, and so on. So the evening time, we have it backwards. We are doing things that Constantine, Pope Constantine, said to do all this time. I want you to read your Bible and study it. Meditate on what it's saying. You know, I didn't start meditating until maybe the first of the year, where we meditated on what's in the Bible. And when he says that we were made of from the ground, I have begun to ask people, where is ground white? And that's one of the reasons why I call them white folks aliens. They're not from this earth. And they're trying to go away from this earth. I say go and don't come back. This earth belongs to us who have a heart. They are cold and heartless people. But nonetheless, let's pick up on, I started, left off at verse 8. I will say other things before I get ready to go off. hopefully I can read all of chapter 1. Now, let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 1, and we'll pick up in verse 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swears unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. And I speak unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. The Lord God has multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for the multitude. Verse 11, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. Verse 12, how can I myself alone bear your cumbrances? That word spelled cumbrance. Let me spell it to you again. Cumbrance. It means troubles or problems or your burdens. That's what it means. And your burdens and your strife. Verse 13, take you wise men unto, let me read verse 13 again. Take you wise men and understanding and knowledge among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And you answered me and said, the things which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. So I will be the chief of, let me say verse 15 again. So I have took the chief of your rulers, wise men, and known, and made them heads over you. I got a belch again, excuse me. Oh, Lord. And made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. And I charge your judges at that time, saying, hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. Yea, well, you shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of their faces of men, for the judgment is God, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. And I command you at that time all things which you should do. And when we departed from Horeb, that's Horeb, and went through all the great and terrible wilderness which you saw by the way of the mountains of the Amorites, and the Lord our God commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea, that's spelled Kadesh-Barnea. And I said unto you, you shall come unto the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God do give unto us. Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers has said unto you. Fear not, neither be discouraged. And ye shall, verse 22, and you came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and unto what cities we shall dwell. And they sang, and the saying pleased well. Let me see, verse 22, 23, let me read again. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of each tribe, and they turned and went unto the mountain and came unto the valley of Eshcol, that's spelled E-S-H-C-O-L, and searched it out. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought down unto us and brought us word again and said, it is a good land which the Lord our God do give us. Notwithstanding, you should not go up, but rebelled against the commandments of the Lord your God. You murmured in your tents and said, because the Lord hated us, he has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Whither shall we go up? Our brothers have discouraged our heart, saying, the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are greater and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims, that's spelled A-N-A-K-I-M-S, there. Then I said unto you, dread me to fear not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, shall fight for you according to all the talk that he did for you in Eden before your eyes, and in the wilderness where you have seen, let me read verse 31 again. And in the wilderness where you have seen how the Lord your God bare you, as a man bears his son, in all the ways that you went until you came into this place. Yet in this place, verse 32, come on, eyes, don't fall up on me now. Verse 32, yet in this thing you did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search you out a place to pitch, that means to set up your tent, to pitch your tent, to camp or camp in your tent. In fire by night to show you by the way you should go, and should and in a cloud by day. And the Lord heard the voice of your words, which was raw. And that raw means irate or anger. And swear, saying, surely there should not one of these men of the evil generation see the good land which I swear to give unto your fathers, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he has trodden, the land that he has walked upon, trodden upon, and to the children, because, and to his children, because he has wholly, that means totally or completely, followed the Lord. Also, the Lord was angry with me for your sake, saying, thou also shall not go in thither, that means in that place or there. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before you, he shall go thither. He shall go in that place. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Did you hear that, see? He caused Caleb obeyed the Lord. He caused, what it says, but Joshua, the son of Nun, encouraged him. He caused Israel to go to inherit the land. So I want you, sheep, to read that again. It says, but Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before you, he shall go thither. He shall go there and encourage him that he should cause Israel to inherit that land. Wow. Moreover, your little ones, which he said should be prey, and the prey is of like victims or people take advantage of, and the children which in the day have no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither. That means they should go in that place, and unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn you and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. But then you answered and said, not unto me, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight according to all that the Lord our God commanded us. And then, and when you have girded, that means to put on belts and tie yourself up from on every man his weapon. Well, every man will put on his weapon or belt his weapon on himself so that he can fight with it. His weapon of war, you were ready to go up into the hill. And the Lord said unto me, say unto them, go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest you be smitten before your enemies. And be smitten, that means to be stricken or wounded by your enemy. So I spake unto you, and you would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and went presumably up into the hill. And that presumably means that they went anyway. And the Amorites, which dwelt in the mountain, came out against you and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, that's spelled S-E-I-R, even unto Hormah, that's spelled H-O-R-M-A-H. And ye returned and wept, that means to cry, wept before the Lord. But the Lord would not hearken, he would not listen to you, to your voice, nor give ear unto you. So you abode in Kadesh many days, according to the days that you abode there. And that is the end reading of Deuteronomy chapter 1. I just barely finished it reading that. I have two more minutes now. Let's say a quick prayer, closing prayer. Father, thank you for hearing us and allowing us to come before you. Thank you for protection and keeping the evil one away from us. I have to belch shit. I don't know what it is that I do that all the time. Thank you, Father, for keeping the hates away. For those who follow Satan, keep them away from us, your sheep. In Jesus' name I pray. And remember, sheep, if it is the Lord's will, I will be back here Tuesday to read to you. I want you to read Deuteronomy. That's spelled D-E-U-T-E-R-O-N-O-M-Y, chapter 2. And read as much of it as you can. And I will do the same. See, I want to ask you to go and purchase by my brother-in-law. It's called High and Lifted Up. Purchase it at Google Play, iTunes, or Apple Play. I know I will be thankful if you did. I certainly will. Remember, our Father in Heaven loves you, and I love you. Try to do good things. Do good
Father,
for other people as well as yourself.
Help
and
your children.
And
don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus
He won't let you down.